And what was your relationship with your stepfather?
He was older than my mother, I would say by about 10 years, so there was kind of a age gap there, and he never adopted us, and we never called him father. We called him by his first name, and I would say we lived with him from the time I was like in fifth grade until I graduated from high school, so it was a period of 7 or 8 years, something like that. And I got along fine with him. My brother thought he was strict and didn't like him real well. There wasn't a closeness that you would have with a real father. So that. But it wasn't the way he beat us or did anything cruel to us or anything like that. But while he would give us tasks to do, like in his new house, before he planted the lawn, he wanted us to weed the whole lot, you know, pull out weeds so that he could plant grass. He gave us stuff to do. Of course, new kids, you don't necessarily like that. You didn't have to do it all day, but he expected things from the expected, he expected obedience, and he expected to be called sir. He was from North Carolina, so maybe he had some of this old South in him. But we always had, you know, enough lunch money, and we supplemented that. Right away, from ALSEP, we got jobs locally at Midlothian Country Club, quite a ways away, but back in those days, you could get around, and we were 3 miles outside of Blue Island. Whenever we wanted to go to Blue Island, we'd go out to 127th Street and stick out our thumbs, and you would hitchhike wherever you went, and you could go all over the place safely and feel comfortable that you could get there, and that was cool. We liked living outside of Blue Island very much, I think, because we were in kind of a rural area. You could go down Cicero Avenue from 127th all the way to 147th, and in that 2 or 3 miles, there might have been nothing but farmland. 135th Street, there was a gas station where we'd stop and get a bottle of pop or something like that on our way home from caddying. We liked the experience of going out to Midlothian Country Club and making a few dollars, and having some money to spend and so forth. And it was good. It was a good experience. I learned to play golf, so my brother, we enjoyed that. And it was interesting that that old country club still exists today, and we used to participate in. And then the year they'd have a caddy tournament or whatnot, and everybody would get a prize or something, no matter how good you were. If you played, you got to play every Monday and learn how to play the game. I always remember getting the leftover clubs or something. You'd get something like a 5-iron with a wooden shaft, and I thought that was cool. Amazingly, not too long ago, I was going through the Shanahan Library and I found a book called The Caddy Who Played with Hickory. And the author of it had been a caddy there about the same time I had, maybe a couple of years earlier. And it brought back great memories because he mentioned the caddy master, and he mentioned lots of different the layout of the course. And I could kind of remember going from the second hole to the third hole and so forth and so on, and what the course layout was, and brought back great memories of years past.